Well, as I mentioned at the conclusion of the game yesterday in Carolina, that we were going to bring Sam back and do the test, the MRIs and such, and then we would follow up with an announcement. And, you know, it's, as we reported this morning, he does have a torn ACL. The knee itself is in really good shape with the exception of the ACL, so we expect a full and complete recovery. He will be lost for the season. And to add upon our report this morning, he'll be undergoing surgery to repair that sometime over the next 2 to 3 weeks, which is typical with this type of injury. You typically want to wait till the swelling's reduced and there's a range of motion and strength back in the quad, so it'll be done the next 2 to 3 weeks. Very difficult loss for us, especially for him. He was playing very, very well, not only yesterday, but was just improving weekly with the group around him. So we will move forward. Kellen is obviously the only other quarterback on our roster at this point. He will start this week. He has a very good understanding of our offense, and we'll have him ready to play. As far as replacing Sam, we have a plan in place. We're going to take advantage of the extra day with the Monday night game and make sure we make the right decisions. That will include potentially working out a number of potential replacements. Would not include a trade. We're not going to go ahead and trade for a quarterback, but we have some names. We've made some contact, and I'm not at liberty to discuss those names at this point. So any questions with respect to Sam?
So you haven't had anybody in yet, quarterback-wise?
That's correct. There's a lot of speculation out there, and everybody's talking, and everybody knows more than we do right now, okay? So we have a process in place, and we're going through that process right now.
What's the mood like, Coach? This is a big blow, not only in terms of what Sam can do as a passer, as a football player.
Well, yeah, it's a difficult day for us, but we'll move forward. Fortunately, we have an extra day. We met with the team this morning, explained to them the situation, and you know that challenge is obvious in this world where you have an impact player go down with a season-ending injury, where everybody else has to step up. Coaches included, everybody in the building has to pick it up, and we'll move forward. You know, I'm especially disappointed for Sam, just because of the work and the effort and the progress that he's made, even yesterday, the throws that he made yesterday. You know, he had the one touchdown to Zach, but you know, he has a beautiful throw to Tavon called back because of a tripping penalty, and then you know, he has a touchdown pass dropped in the end zone by Brian, and so he was. You know, he was off to a great start, so it was unfortunate. But he'll be back. You know, he'll be back, and he's our quarterback.
How have you maybe seen him, or has there been noticeable improvement in Sam since you first took this job?
Well, it's a reflection of him being in the second year of the system and having such a great relationship with Brian and Frank, and then having the support system, you know, from Kellen the last 2 years. So, you know, he's done a great job. He's got a good feel. And now the football team hasn't necessarily done a great job around him and, you know, with the off to the slow start and get behind and things like that. But, I mean, our plan was efficient and was working for a period of time yesterday with respect to the run game, the play action game, protection against a very good defense and his accurate throws. So there's a role reversal now. Sam's going to remain part of what we're doing, and he's going to become Kellen's support system now.
Is it realistic to expect that he'll be back in time for the start of next season? Or
there's no reason to think otherwise, yeah. And I'm not going to make a soap opera out of the thing. He's going to have his surgery, and he's going to rehab, and he's going to push through the off season. And when he's ready, he'll be ready. But there's no reason to expect otherwise. Yeah, he's disappointed, but he accepts it. That's part of what we do. That's part of competition, and, you know, he's disappointed, but, you know, he was excited about the direction we were headed, but he'll be fine.
What's Kellen like personality-wise, Clemens, and what can you expect out of him?
Well, Kellen is great in the building, on the field. You know, he does a great job. You know, his former role as of yesterday was to help the defense get ready and then support him, be ready to come off and come on in the event that he needed to play. And so he prepares himself. He has a really good understanding of this offense. And, you know, he's kind of a gunslinger. He's going to run around and just make plays. And he's a tough guy, and you know, he's a great teammate. I'm not gonna mention any names, whether we're considering them or not considering them at this point.
Whoever you bring in, will it take a while for them to get up to speed, or do you have to kind of almost limit a package for them just in case something happened to Kellen?
Well, there would be a limited package, yeah, this week. But fortunately, we have an extra day. So, yeah, this whoever ends up being two and or three would have a limited package to get us through the ballgame. His experience, clearly his experience and everything that took place on the practice field, you know, and how productive he was on the field, and his understanding of this offense.
So is it possible you might bring in two quarterbacks?
There's a possibility, yes.
I
mean, side. Yes. I mean, there's a possibility we'll bring a number of prospects in, and then there is a good possibility we would sign more than one, yes. So with we would then have to make a roster move, but those are the kind of things we're discussing now.
I wanted to ask you about something that happened in the game that I don't know if you can see it on your coach's film, but the trip by Jake Long, the trip.
You know what it is? Jake got – they're an excellent rushing defensive team, especially at the ends, and Jake periodically will get help, as you help most tackles, through it by a tight end or a back. And so – Corey did a nice job of just banging on the way out and caught Jake off surprise, and Jake went down. And the defender, the end, was already on his way down when Jake lost his balance and his leg went out. And so the appearance is that it's a trip. You know, his leg did not affect the course or trip the defender, but the defender was going down. So I can see, you know, what the umpire saw there. But it was just an unfortunate, you know, set of circumstances and took a big play away from us. And that's kind of what happened yesterday in a lot of areas. Was we got very close. You know, we drop a touchdown pass, we have that call back, we have a ball tipped and returned for touchdown. And so it was unfortunate for us yesterday. I thought we did, yeah. I think there were well over 30 attempts, which include cams, and we held them to 7 a carry. And so I thought we improved quite a bit against the scheme, a very difficult scheme to defend. The other side of that is we were three yards per carry, just didn't have enough carries. So I thought we saw some improvement in both areas.
How did Roger do?
Roger played well. It was good to see him. He was very active, second level in the run game. Pass protection was good, strong, you know, short of dominating at times in the game. So, you know, as did Joe. I mean, and I think we'll stick with that with the rotation right now.
As you watch the tape, what was your thoughts just overall generally on how things seemed to be escalating?
You know, things were chippy. But not out of the ordinary, and then they started to escalate. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, we were called for defensive offsides, and that was two plays after Rob had made contact with Cam in the backfield at the mesh point. So we're called for defensive offsides. It was not defensive offsides. The guard was moving. He was backing out. You don't get to see it in the TV tape, particularly because all the attention went to everything else. But so guys were frustrated there, and then I think there was a bit of retaliation towards Rob for hitting Cam, and then that's when things escalated. But we got through that. You know, we settled down. They got that incorrect call gave them a first down. It was third down. And then Steve Smith takes the ball inside the one, and we get two defensive stops, and then, you know, they're penalized, and then we held them to a field goal. So then we come back down in three plays, score, and now we got an 8-point game. So that's at 5:22 left in the third quarter. And then, you know, obviously we couldn't get off the field. We gave up the score. But other than that, there was – and then, of course, when Sam got hit out of bounds, that's when things escalated as far as Harvey and the rest of the guys. And I can't blame – I will not blame a player for doing what he did, particularly with the way the defensive player was celebrating on the sideline. Now, to give the defensive player credit, he may not have known that Sam was hurt, but the appearance did not look good. I was sitting right in front of him. He was flattening out. Yeah. I mean, he was not trying to gain yards. He flattened out and went to the boundary. Yeah. But I can't say it was a foul as far as the contact and the hit's concerned. It was just a really unusual play. You know, his legs, you know, he got pulled in the back, and he was trying to maintain his balance. And the thing that was probably most alarming or confusing was that was the knee that was braced. You know, that typically doesn't happen. So he was really put in an awkward position as he's trying to come to balance.
Not that it'll bring Sam back, but at the very least, shouldn't that have been taunting what Mitchell was doing?
My opinion, yes. I mean, he did it twice. You know, he did it initially, and then when Harvey grabbed him, tried to turn him around, he did it again. So, again, I can't say that he knew Sam was hurt. I couldn't imagine a player taunting over an injured player. So,
what do you tell your players? It seemed like you guys got caught a lot retaliating to stuff they were doing. Some of that stuff, and I know you want to play smart, but it would seem that the players were hard to walk away.
A lot. We got caught once, and that was quick. We got caught once in the game. Okay. And so, and Brian needs to know that, and he's been told that. Our future opponents will see that. So, you know, he's got to know that he's got to learn to walk away. Young players have to learn that.
Coach, and what he's been able to do in pass protection and then the touchdown catch from Sam yesterday, have you envisioned Zach Stacy as a three-down back in the league?
Yes. Yeah, we did. We drafted him because of that. Because his instincts and his intelligence and, you know, his understanding of what we're doing and his pass protection. You know, he was a little soft on the first play of the game, and Quentin makes a great play. We come back and repeat the play. That's the exact same play to Brian on the long touch, the 73-yard touchdown pass. And Zach also is in protection. This time he has to block a linebacker, and he was very efficient with his protection.
Jeff, outside his building, people are going to think, well, they don't have a chance to win now without Bradford out. What do you tell the players?
What I've told the players is between me and the players, but one would expect that I would not tell the players something along those lines. So, I mean, we're going to play. We're going to play hard. I mean, you know, we let this one go, and there were plays in this game that we could have made that may have changed the outcome, but that was a good football team, and I thought overall our team improved. Now, we've been dealt with a setback, but, you know, we'll come around. I mean, they'll come around. They're excited about having a chance to play on Monday night against the Seahawks.
Kellen said no one's throwing in any towels.
I'm sorry?
Kellen said no one's throwing any towels around here, and this may be a stretch, but you can remember a Rams team where they lost their valuable quarterback.
Got plenty of games. Got plenty of games. Yeah, there was a book written in the late 90s by, I think the author was named is Smiley, and the title is A Setback is a Setup for Your Comeback. I referenced that back then. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, our comeback's already in place.
Do you practice an extra day or do back them off?
We're going to do some things on Wednesday, yeah, just in preparation for the Seahawks. Okay, thank you.